I'm continuing with the dialogue between Z. Charnel and a friend, T.W. or T.E.W., and I am partway through a letter from T.E.W. to Z, titled Unusual Shift of Subject, written on Thursday, November the 10th, 2005. Now, I'm beginning where I left off, and T.W. says, I have been very clearly guided thus, beginning with the November 2002 session and vision. Soon will come a time of great earth changes. Many will perish. Food will become scarce. There will be great migrations of people to new locations. Learn what you can with all possible vigor and speed about Hopi prophecy and teachings. Learn what you can about building and operating small, communal, self-sufficient communities. Practice teaching others what you learn, and learning by teaching. Learn what you can about alternative energy techniques, free energy devices/methods. Learn what you can about growing food in controlled environments, greenhouse concept, to include aquaculture as food source. Your near future will include establishing a small communal society in New Mexico, specifically in the Four Corners area, which will include work with specific small groups of Native Americans there. Farmington area, for example, has a lot of water. Out of this, after consultations with and directions from guidance, I have read every bit of material I can get my hands on regarding the Hopi and their teachings. Read as much as possible on prophecy, metaphysics, free energy, etc. Started the Fifth World Life Way website with intention to establish a non-profit venture to support the mission statement there. Adopted two Lakota families and one Navajo family to be able to begin to give immediately to the Native Americans and better understand hearts and minds of these cultures. Made contact with those Native Americans engaged in food sovereignty programs. Moved to a 5-acre place and begin to experiment with gardening, utilizing Findhorn and Paralandra communication techniques. Studied a fair amount of information on internet and CD books regarding the establishment of communal groups and the pitfalls and drawback with various models that have failed. I have made multiple visits to a small communal group in southern Missouri to work with their founder in understanding how they started and how they operate. Work daily to live, practice the teachings I read, and to work to develop Buddhist mindfulness in order to take responsibility for all my thoughts and actions and learn from where they spring. Have become involved in local Russian community and Russian church organization. This has turned out to be a wonderful experience model for multicultural cooperation, which I'm sure will have an effect later when working with Native Americans more directly. I have read all of David Wilcox's series of information, and I see the point you are making that time is short and the long route of soil-based organic farming is not going to cut it with what will occur and is already occurring. Perhaps I stray from the path by not putting enough confidence in what has already been given me regarding upcoming changes. I don't have any desire to learn by repeating others' mistakes or even to learn in the slow, conventional way, because time is too short. I am probing around based on intuitive urges, looking for patterns and connection to present themselves that can be followed in cooperative flow with spirit, understanding that the egoic I cannot undertake these things using the power of self and still serve effectively. Intuitive guidance prompted me to contact you, and perhaps part of it is for you to point out paths already trodden, experiments already experimented. I know I want to be very respectful of your time and energy and communication, and feel honored with the time you have taken with me already. I see that pretty much you have already completed all of the things on my list of to-dos above, so I suppose I'm just probing here and there to see what spirit might have in mind for our contact, and to see where your interests currently lie, and to find out if there is any way that I can serve you while simultaneously following the instructions that have been given to me. My curiosity is voracious, perhaps to a fault, so I must act with restraint in our conversations, and you must honor me by reining me in when I'm taxing a thread too much. Perhaps it is possible for me to purchase some of these course materials or something to self-educate myself in what has already been learned and accomplished regarding closed cropping, greenhouse growing. P.S. I'm on page 83 of What Life Is, enjoying it immensely, and am dying to ask a few questions after finishing both books. Thanks again for your reply. Sincerely, T.E.W. T.E.W. writes again, Thursday, November 10th, 2005. Again, the subject is R.E. Some Eco-Culture Status Questions. Dear Z, sounds like the controlled environment cropping concept is highly technical and requires very specific materials, yet it sounds quite intriguing. Since you have mentioned twice now that it requires an extensive amount of learning about plant biology and plant physiology, then that must be a significant challenge as well, and perhaps a barrier to entry. I'm a big fan of permaculture-type concepts that you mention, because nature operates that way, and as you say in your writings, all things work together in cooperation to make more connections more appropriately, so to be harmonious we need to design and build that way as well. I see a number of needs for varieties of growing systems for the small community or individual gardener. Traditional soil organic gardening and farming need education and regional cultural methods here for Native Americans, perhaps also need transportation of product and or processing stations for freezing or canning. Greenhouse, a low-cost individual user kit that's perhaps based off of tent-type technology with easy-to-erect system using perhaps fiberglass rods and is designed to be of size for single family to grow some vegetables such as lettuce, cucumbers, and tomatoes in a protected environment. Community-sized greenhouses for centralized location in small town, operated by local townspeople and produces food for local townspeople to consume, and perhaps on a larger scale for freezing, canning, and distribution to others. The Native Americans seem to have drifted into two camps, as I'm sure you are aware, traditionals and progressives. The first group tending to hold to more traditional approaches to living, and the second group adopts most modern approaches. To me, in a growing farming system of any kind, we would want to make comfortable the possibility for ceremonial activities and interaction with plant energies during the growing and production of the food. Our scientific approach to growing food has done some marvelous things, yet the Hopi can produce a good green crop of corn in the desert sand with almost no rain by singing to the plants. So to me, the technology is in reality a labor-saving device for mass production and a tool crutch for us to use because we're no longer spiritually developed in our modern society and for the most part can't grow things well any other way. It seems a good approach could combine both technology and opportunity for spiritual approaches which would strike a balance. Please proceed to part 4.